Today's daf is Erevin daf nun dalet, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf nun gimel amid beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, and Ada bas Basya. Today's daf is also being learned le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibadol l'chaim toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we began the fifth parak of Masechtas Erevin, which began with a real Erevin Mishnah and then took an immediate left turn. The name of the perek is Ketzad Ma'abrin. And the Gemara said that there was a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, how the word Ma'abrin is spelled. Is it Ma'abrin with an Ayin, or is it Ma'abrin with an Aleph? From there, the Gemara digressed and discussed other Machloikisin between Rav and Shmuel in terms of not how to understand or spell a word in a Mishnah, but rather how to interpret different words that are mentioned in the Torah. The Gemara then digressed from its digression, and really a good chunk of the daf dealt with comparing and contrasting the Yidden that lived in Yehuda, in Judea, in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, versus the Yidden that lived in the Galil, the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And it would seem that the Judean Yidden were more successful in their learning than the Galilean Yidden. And the Tanoim and the Amoraim observed this, and they discussed, why was it? Why was it that the Bnei Yehuda were very successful in their learning, Neskaima Teirasim B'Yodan, whereas the Bnei Galil were not? And one of the reasons that the Gemara gave was that the people in Yehuda, they were Dayak Belishne. They were more precise with the way they talked and learning. As a result, it was easy for them to make simonim, and it was easier for them to remember their learning. The Yidden that lived in Galil, they were Loy Dayak Belishne, and as a result, they ended up forgetting their learning. Regardless, the people from Yehuda were more Dayak Belishne. The people from the Galil were less Dayak Belishne. The Gemara is going to begin with that note, and the Gemara is going to continue with the theme of digression, and Erevin daf nun dalet is a daf that deserves an asterisk next to it from a Haggadah perspective. Some of the most famous Haggadah Gemaras and Shas are tucked away in middle of a very intense Masechta, Masechtas Erevin. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, have a ka'azal b'urcha. Rabbi Yosi Haglili was once traveling Ashkecha le'Beruria, and he met Beruria. Beruria was Rab Meir's wife. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yosi Haglili asked Beruria, be'ezei derech neilich le'Lod. I'm on my way to Lod. How exactly am I supposed to get to Lod? Amar lo, so she told him, Galili shaita, you foolish Galili. Hence the segue from the previous daf. Loikach amru chachamim, didn't the chachamim say, al tar besicha im ha'isha? Why are you talking to me this way? What you should have said was, be'ezeh lelut. So Rabbi Yosi Haglili stops, asks Beruria, Rab Meir's wife, for directions. And his lashon was, be'ezeh derech neilech lelut. And Beruria was very sharp. And she said, Galili shaita. He says, don't you know the Mishnah? Pirkei Avos. Al tar besicha misha. Beruria was a famous Talmud Chacham. And Beruria said, I don't understand. It's a Mishnah. You shouldn't have said what you said. Okay, what should Rabbi Yosi Haglili have said? He should have said be'eze lelud, not be'eze derech neilech lelud, but rather be'eze lelud. And what's Pashup Shad? He said two extra words. Be'eze derech neilech lelud, you're talking to a woman. Be'eze lelud, you could have made it a little bit shorter. Others say that the words be'eze derech neilech lelud, literally, sounds like Rabbi Yosi Haglili was suggesting that maybe Beruria should come along with him to Lud. Like, what's the way that neilech, we together should go to Lod? Either way, regardless, she referred to Rabbi Yosi Haglili as a Glili Shaita, which was the theme of yesterday's stuff. So we mentioned Beruria. Beruria once met one Talmud, presumably a Talmud of her husband, Rab Meir. Davikogaris Pelechicha, he was learning, but he was learning very quietly. Butchabe. So she kicked it. Amra Le, she told him, Loikach Gosav, doesn't it say in Shmuel Aleph, Arucha Bakoil Ushmura? What does that mean to say? If the Torah is arucha, if it's in all 248 of your Evarin, then the Torah is going to have a shmirah. V'imlav ena mishtameres, meaning she was telling him that when you learn Torah, say you should get animated. It's supposed to be arucha and your remach evarim. This person was learning, but it was belechisha. He wasn't even moving his lips. He wasn't even making any noise. So what did Beruria do? Butchabe. Beruria was sharf. Here she refers to Rabbi Yosi Haglili as a glili shaita. Here she goes to this person and butchabe. She kicks him. Either way, there's a lot about Bruria in different Chazals, the Yalkut Shemoni on the Piyut of Eishes Chayil Miyimtza says that the epitome of an Eishes Chayil was Bruria, a mayor's wife. We've spoken a lot about Bruria over the years. He used to learn, but he used to whisper when he learned, very quietly. After 3 years, Shachach Talmudai, he forgot his learning. Why? Because he didn't get animated. He wasn't making even any sounds when he was learning. Tana, Talmud Echad Leilu Reb Leza had a Talmud and his Chayv b'Sreifa. He deserved Sreifa. Lamakoy, meaning not Sreifa b'dei Adam, but Sreifa b'dei Shemayim. Amru, they say, Hinichu loy Adam Gadol Shimesh. So they said in Shemayim that let him go. Why? Because he was Meshamish and Adam Gadol. He was Meshamish Reb Eliezer. And in the Schus of being Meshamish Reb Eliezer, that's why he lived. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana. So Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. And we know from different Gemaras that Shmuel had tremendous respect for Rav Yehuda. He held Rav Yehuda in very, very great esteem. And he used to refer to Rav Yehuda as Shinana, which literally means Charif. Sharp one. Rabbi Yehuda was a charif, and he used to refer to him as a charif. So Shmuel tells Rabbi Yehuda, his Talmud Shinana, psach pumech, open up your mouth, kari, and learn. Psach pumech litani, and open up your mouth and learn Mishnah. Meaning, whether you're learning Mikra, that's kari, you're learning Mishnah, which is tani. Either way, you should make noise when you learn. Because if you're going to talk while you're learning, your Torah is going to have more of a kiyam. Additionally, the Torah chai, and you're going to get a riches yom. How do you know? The Shinama, the Pasuk says, ki chayim heim l'maytzeyem, l'chol basari marp. It's referring to Torah. And what do we see from here? Al tikri l'maytzeyem, elo l'maytzeyem bepeh. Torah is a source of chayim for people that are maytzeyem. So number one, if a person makes noise, he makes sound, he learns out loud, it's a school of him to remember his learning. Additionally, the Torah Chai, it's also a school of Arichas Yomim. Ki chayim heim l'moitzi eim b'peh. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told his Talmud Rav Yehuda, Shinana, classic, chatoif ve'echol, chatoif v'ishtei. You should chaper rein and eat, and you should chaper rein and drink. And the reason is, the Alma dozlina minei, because the world that you are going to leave, kehilula damya. This world is like a wedding. What was he saying? So Rashi says, top line, im yesh lecha mamei lahanes asmecha, if a person has money that he can enjoy, al tam demada macher, don't wait until tomorrow, shema tamas, because tomorrow you may die. V'shuvein lecha hana, you're not going to have any hana. Rather, you should enjoy anything that you're able to enjoy right now, because the world that we live in is kehilula damya. Rashi, hayoim yeshnoi, today it's here, ulamachre neno. It's like any good party. Eventually it ends. And it's doima lechupa shahileches maher. It goes really, really quickly. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, chatoif ve'achol, chatoif ve'ishtei. Again, Rashi, if you have mamoin, enjoy oilam haza. Drink and be merry, because tomorrow we die. Because the whole oilam haza is kebehilu ledam. We'll get back to this later. Amalei Rav, the Rav Hamnuna. Rav told Rav Hamnuna, B'ni, im yesh lecha heitev loch. If you have, then enjoy it. She'im b'shal tiny, because you never know when you're going to die, and when you're in the Sha'ol, you're in the grave, you're 6 feet under, you're not going to be able to enjoy anything. And death doesn't wait around. You never know when death can come. Maybe you're thinking that the reason you don't want to enjoy what you have is because you want to leave it over to your children. He says, how do you know in the grave what your children are even going to do with the money? As a result, you have it, enjoy it. Then additionally, he told them, the people are compared to grass. Halalu noitzitzin v'halalu noivlin. Some of them sprout. In other words, others go bad. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Mahalach baderech, another classic. If somebody's traveling, they has no one to backlight him. Say you're traveling and you're flying solo. Yasik b'tayri. You should learn tayri. Shenemar. Because it says regarding tayri, mishlei, Paragalef, ki livya schein heimleroy shecho. Torah, in addition to everything, it also is the best escort. It is melava a person. So if a person is mahalich paderech, the ein imoy levoya, yasik b'toyra. Choshper roishoy. If someone is choshper roishoy, so he's not feeling well, his head is hurting. Yasik b'toyra. Shenemar, ki livya schein heim l'roishecha. Choshper groin, if a person's throat hurts, yasik b'toyra. Shenemar, va'anokim l'gargar roishecha. It's like a necklace around your neck. Choshper meyav, if someone's stomach hurts, yasik b'toyra. Shenemar, riflus t'ilisharecha. Choshper atzmoy, said yasik b'toyra. If his bones hurt, he should learn toyra. Shenemar, v'shikui la'atzmoy, said choshper chol gufa. If his whole body hurts, yasik
Midas b'dam. If a doctor gives medication, so it could be good for one illness, maybe not good for the other illness. In fact, even a medication that's good to heal an issue can have side effects that could be negative. What's the sam? What's the refuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the Torah. It's a sam chayim l'chol gufay shenemar u'l'chol besorei marpe. It doesn't matter what it is. Like we just said, chash b'roishoy yasik b'toyra. Chash b'groyna yasik b'toyra. Chash b'meyav yasik b'toyra. Chash b'atzmoysav yasik b'toyra. Chash b'chol gufay. It doesn't matter what it is. There's no such medication in the world that you can take one medicine and it's literally one size fits all. Torah is l'chol besorei marpe. There's no side effects, and it's something that heals no matter what the illness is. Amar Rav Ami, my dechse. What's pshat in the pasuk? Also, Mishlei Perachah Beis ki noim ki sishmerim bivit necha yikoinu yachtov al sifasecha. Imas I divit Torah noim. When is the Torah zis bezman she tishmerim bivit necha? When you can protect the Torah. You remember it. Imas I tishmerim bivit necha bezman she yikoinu yachtov al sifasecha. And when does a person remember his learning? When he uses his lips. When he talks. And learning by expressing it verbally, by making noise, that's when you remember you're learning. Rav Zeira, Amar Mehacha, Simcha Le'ish, B'ma'ane Piv, V'dover B'itay Matav. Imasai Simcha Le'ish. When is the Torah Simcha Le'ish, B'zman Shema'ane Piv? When again, when he speaks and learning. Lishnachrina, Imasai Simcha Le'ish, B'ma'ane Piv. When is there a special Simcha for a person that talks and learning? B'zman Shadover B'itay Matav. If a person gets up and he talks and it's Dover B'itay Matav, it's appropriate. So he's speaking Me'en Yonadi Yoy. So there's a special simcha le'ish b'ma'ane piv. When it's dover b'itay matav. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Mehacha. Ki korev elecha dover ma'oid b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'soyse. Yemasa korev elecha. When is Torah korev elecha? Meaning, when is a person going to remember his learning? B'zman she b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'soyse. When a person speaks in learning, it's b'ficha, that's when he's going to remember his learning. Rav Amar Mehacha. Tavas liboy nosatoloy va'areshe sifasav bal monatos. Yemasa tavas liboy nosatoloy. When does a person have his Torah? When a person moves his lips, again, the same idea, again and again and again, that there's a special benefit for a person not just to learn, but to learn and to talk in learning and to make sound and to make noise. It's a special skula specifically for remembering your learning. Rava Rami, Rava asked the steerer. So we mentioned this pasuk, Tavas liboy nosatole vareshes fasa bamanatoselo. So the Gemara says, Rava asked the steerer, Ksiv, Tavas liboy nosatole, Fixiv, vareshes fasa bamanatoselo. What's the stira? What's the Rava Rami? Tava sleep in a satellite sounds like anything that a person desires, Hashem gives him. If you ask for something, you request it, Hashem is going to give it to you. So, do you have to request it, or is it terem yikru v'aniyena? So Rava answered, he said like this, zoch, if a person zoich et havas libin osatolah, there's an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person kol mishalis libcha l'toivah, even if he doesn't ask for it, sometimes you don't even know what to ask for. So Hashem gives it to you even without asking. Loi zoch, if a person not on that much rego, okay, varesh es fasov balmanatasela. But at the very least, even a person that's not a balmadrego, but if he asks and he davens, korav Hashem l'chol korav, l'chol Hashem yikra'u v'emes, see, even if you're a loy zoch, this is a loy zoch, but varesh es fasov balmanatasela. Tell me the very rebbe, as bin Yaakov, komak v'shunem a netzach selavot. Wherever you find either the word netzach selavot, what does it mean? It means forever, right? But ein loy hefsik olamis. It means not just forever, no hefsik. Never. Netzach, how do you know that? Tchsiv, ki loy lo oylam ariv, ve loy lo netzach. Ektsayv sela dichsiv kasha shemano keinu b'Hashem tzvakos be'ir alikenu elikim yichoy nenea ad oylam sela. Obviously, this is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, which are sela without any hefsik. Va'ed, how do you know that the word va'ed means that as well? Dichsiv Hashem yimloich la'olam va'ed, and obviously Hashem yimloich la'olam va'ed means forever, and it also means ein lo hefsik olam simin anokim l'chayav luchais. Charos, zok de gemara, amar rabbi loza. My dechsev, what's planned in the pasuk? Dechsev that says, va'anokim legargaroi secha, emesim adam atzmoi, ka'anok ze, sharaf al atzavar. If a person makes himself like a necklace, which is loose around the person's neck, because otherwise it will choke him or her. So if a person, he is like a necklace, which is loose, meaning he's easygoing, he's rough, he's weich, the nira ve'ene nira. Additionally, he's someone that is sometimes seen, but sometimes he's not seen. Meaning he's not always around. Only then, tamudai miskai biyadi. We'll have a key in his learning. Vimla, but otherwise, ain't tamudai miskai biyadi. Meaning if he has bad midos, ain't Talmudim Iskayim B'Yadai. And if he's always everywhere, then also ain't Talmudim Iskayim B'Yadai. Because if he's constantly going places, so Teirasai Masai Nasis. So when's he going to be able to learn? Rambam Rabbi Lozim, I think it's from the pasuk that says, L'chayav Ke'arugas HaBoysen. If a person makes himself like a patch, shakol dashim, that everybody walks over, or a person makes himself like spices, shakol misbasimba, that everybody benefits from, tamude miskayim, this Torah is going to have a king vimlav, and if not, ain't tamude miskayim. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, this next Gemara is a classic. Ma'idichsev luchais even. Im adam mesam atzmai es luchayov ke'evenzu. If a person makes his cheeks like a stone, she'enoi nimchis, right? A stone is always hard. So if a person, he fights himself, he goes against his nature, against his midos, to constantly learn Torah. In this case, a person is talking and learning, and he's not allowing himself to wear down. Talmud miskayim v'yodei. His Torah is going to have a key. Vimlav, and otherwise, ain't Talmud miskayim v'yodei. V'amar Rabbi Lazar. This one's the classic. May dichsiv charis ala luchos. So the luchos were charis. Il molly le'nishtab luchos harishayinos. We're not for the fact that the first luchos were destroyed. Le'nishtak chetayim Yisrael. Torah wouldn't have been forgotten. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu comes down after 40 days on the mountain with the luchos, and then he hears noises. He sees the Chet Egel. He takes the luchos that were written by Etzbalikim and he breaks them. Said Rabbi Lozer, were it not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, the Torah would never have been forgotten. Rav Acher by Yaakov Amar, he said, Ein kol uma v'loshen shalatas behen. Were it not for the fact that the luchos were destroyed, Klal Yisrael would have never gone to Galus. Shenemar charus ala luchos, al tikri charus, elo cheros. Exhale for one moment. So before we go weiter, just to pause, to be mafsik bein parsha l'parsha. So on the top of the Amud, the Gemara mentioned a classic Chazal. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana. He said, sharp one. Chatoife achol, chatoife ishtei. Chap food and chap drink. Why? Da amadoz lina minei ki luli dami. Because this world is like a wedding. Meaning, it's like a chuppah that goes really, really fast. Hayoyim yeshnoi, today you're here. Ulamachar einenu. And tomorrow you're not going to be here. So Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana, chatoife achol, chatoife ishtei. Rashi says, what does it mean, chatoife achol, chatoife ishtei? Im yeshlecha mamon, lahanes atzmecha. If Hashem bestowed upon you, olam hazeh, you have money, you have means, you have an ability to enjoy this world, you should enjoy it. Do whatever you can do to enjoy it, and do it right now. Literally, drink and be merry. Why? Because tomorrow, you never know where you're going to be. So Shmuel told his great Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano chatoif echol, chatoif vishtei. And at first glance, Rashi's pshat is very, very tzorich bir. But it's yidua that the Sfar Makdoshim say that really what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, and the way Rashi is mefarish it as a marshal. And the Nimshal, of course, is he was referring to Inyone Ruchnius. He was referring to Ilam Haba. And what he told him was that a person is put down on this world for a short amount of time. And no one knows how much time he has. And he said, anytime you have an ability to chav, you have an ability to learn more, you have ability to do chesed, you have an ability to be mekayim a mitzvah, you have to do whatever you need to do. And the reason is because this world, the Alma does lina mine kehiluli dami. He says this world is like a chasana, and you never know when you're gonna get the call and when it's all gonna be over. So as long as a person wakes up in the morning and he has the ability to do mitzvahs, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda the shinin or chatoif echol chatoif ishtei. The Alma does lina mine kehiluli dami. I saw in the Sefer Gaon Yaakov. This is of course from Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Yibavel, the Ben Ishchai's son. He said, what's the lashon chatoif? So he said, chatoif means to steal, right? To chap, you have to ganva. He said, in this world, sometimes you have to ganva. He says, if you're going to sit and you're going to wait for a perfect time when you're going to have no distractions and you're going to be able to sit in a utopian state and work on your avodas Hashem, it's never going to happen. He says, a person has to be a chatoif. You always have to chap. He says, chatoif mizman eskecha shel inyoni yoyim hazeh. That even while you're being Isaac in your inyoni yoyim hazeh, if you can ganva a little bit of time to learn or to do a mitzvah, a person has to have the mindset of chatoif. It's a mindset of chatoif echol, of chatoif ishtei. When Rabbi Yankel Galinsky was very famously Maspid the Stipler. So we mentioned Rabbi Yankel Galinsky's Hespid on the Stipler in the end of Masechta Shabbos. Achim behespeda the Hasim Koim, right? He began his Hespid. He said that how does a person have the ability to get up, the chutzpah, to be Maspid the Gadol Adar, to be Maspid the Stipler? So he said that Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Achim behespeda the Hasim Koim. He said, give me a Varma Hespid, be Ma'ir Doilam, it should be a beautiful Hespid. Rav was saying that after he dies, that he wanted Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, his good friend, to be Maspid. And why? He said, because I'm going to be there. So he said, what did he mean, the Hasim Ka'imna? What does the Hasim Ka'imna have to do with anything? He said, because the truth is, Rav was Bavarni. He knew Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas wasn't going to be comfortable being Maspidim. But he said, I'm going to be there. And being that I'm going to be there, we have a rule. Miktsa Shvachai Befanov. So he said, Miktsa Shvachai Befanov. Like this, he could be Maspid. So the Rabbi Yankel Galinsky said that, how do I have the ability to get up and be Maspid the Stipler? He said, but the Hasim Ka'imna, I know the Stipler is here. It's Mesa Mutal Lefanov. And if that's the case, I could be Yitzu Miktsa Shvachai. That's why I'm comfortable getting up and being Maspid the Stipler. Either way, he said that I want to tell the Olam a story. I want to tell the Olam a story. So he said that when he was a young boy, his parents sent him to a Musa Yeshiva. So he says he comes into the Musa Yeshiva and he was drengzich in the Yeshiva there. He didn't come from a Musa background. And it was very obvious to the Mashkiach that he needed to prepare himself a little bit before he was ready to fit into this regiment. So he said the Mashkiach in the Yeshiva sat him down and he pulled out a Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva. And he showed him that Rabbeinu Yoina says, if a person is not Ma'ir himself, all the Musar in the world is a waste of time. A person has to know how to be Ma'ir himself. So he said, Yanko, he says, take a Musa Sefer. He says, gate to the Wald, go find the Beis Medrash. Zit starten zwei Wochen. He said, learn Musar by yourself. And then afterwards, you'll be ready to join the Yeshiva. You'll be ready to come back. So he says, he was walking and he was drenched. This is Rabbi Yanko Galinsky, the Maggid, talking at the Stipler's Levaya. So he says, he went in and he saw there was a Beis Medrash somewhere. So he walked into the Beis Medrash and he walks in, he sees it was dark. And in the corner of the Beis Medrash, there was a candle that was lit. And there was a bacher sitting in the corner, and he said he was singing, and he sang it, I won't. But he was saying a Gemara, and he was saying it again and again and again and again. And he said, oh, this was the Gemara. Amalei Shmuel Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. He said, Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinina. Chatoife Achol Chatoife Shtei. And he was saying it again and again. Chatoife Achol Chatoife Shtei. Da Alma Dozlina Minei Keiluli Damis. He said he went a little bit closer to see who the bacher was. And he said, Rabbeisa, you know who the bacher was? It was the Stipler. So he says, you want to know how you become the Stipler? He says, when you live a life of chatoife echol, chatoife shtei. He says, that's how you become the Stipler. Either way, zok de gemara weiter. Omar Rav Masno. Rav Masna said, another classic. What's pshat in the pasuk that says be'er chafaru asorim karu anidi ve'yom b'mchoykek b'mashanoisam u'mimidbar matana. U'mimidbar matana. Mesim v'adam atzim b'mimidbar. If a person makes himself like a midbar, shakol doshim, but everybody tramples over him, tamudu miskam yodah. His Torah is going to have a kiyam. Him lav, and if not, ain't tamudu miskam yodah. His Torah is not going to have a kiyam. You want your Torah to have a kiyam? You have to make yourself like a midbar. Rava, brother Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama, also known as Rava, have a way milsel Rav Yosef Baday. He once had a little something with Rav Yosef, and because of the something that he had, he owed Rav Yosef a mechila. So Rava was a Talmud Muvik of Rav Yosef. So this is the Rava. He came out to Ma'aliyam de Kippurim when he came to Erev Yom Kippur. Amar, he said, "Ezel v'faisei, let me go ask a mechila." Azel ashkechei l'shamoy de kamazeg le'kasa. He saw that Rav Yosef Shamis was pouring wine. He was diluting wine for Rav Yosef. Amale, so Rava wine said, "Havli v'imzegei, let me mix it." Ana yavle mazge kedat tamin. He knew exactly how Rav Yosef liked his wine, and he prepared it for him. Amar, he said, "Dami hai mezik the mezik of the Rava." So Rabbi Yosef, we know, was a saginar. So he didn't see Rabbi Yosef there, but he tasted the wine. He says, the wine was mixed in the way that Rava mixes the wine. Amalei, so told him, "Yeah, Anahu, it's me." Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef told Rava, "Lo yitesev akarech, I don't want you to sit down, adam afarshas lihani kroy, until you explain the following psukim to me." Ma'i dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, "Umi midbar matana, umi matana nachliel, umi nachliel bamos, umi banes hage." Amalei, so he told him. This is what the pasuk means. Other mason mats became midbar. If a person makes himself like a midbar, zeh shakol dashim boy, everybody tramples over and nitin loy b'matana. So then the Torah is going to be given to him b'matana. The kimech nitin loy b'matana. And when Torah is given to a person b'matana, noch loy kel. He gets a special siyata d'shmai. He remembers his learning. Shenemar umi matana nachli. Kimish nachli kel. When a person has Torah as a nachla, he remembers his learning. Oy lo gedula.
He achieves greatness. Shenemar uminachlio bamos. Then make a sleep. What happens if after he's oivel l'gdui he becomes a balgaiva? So then a kodesh baruch hu mashpilo. Then a kodesh baruch hu knocks him down. Shenemar umi bamos again. Mimchoyz the boy. And let's say he comes around and he realizes that he was knocked down. He becomes an otav again. Oh, a kodesh baruch hu magbiyoy. Shenemar kol gay. You know, say either way, this is what he told him. Pshat in this pasuk is before we go weiter. So the Gemara mentions a story that happened with Rav Yosef and Rava, where Rava and Rav Yosef, Erev Yom Kippur, pours the wine, mixes the wine, mechila, regardless, umi midbar matana, umi matana nachliel. And Rava dies in the pasuk, im adam mesim atzmei b'midbar zesh, I call Doshenboy, Torah nitnoloi b'matana. Now the truth is, the Gemara brought this exact halacha a few lines earlier in the name of Rav Masna. Amar Rav Masna, ma'idichsiv umimidbar matana. Same drasha. Emesim adam atzmei k'midbar zesh, I call Doshenboy, Talmudei b'skayim b'yada. I saw in the Sefer Emes Liyakov from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, so he says that he always thought that people pronounce the Amora Rav Masna's name as Rav Masna. But he never understood, where does the word Masna come from? He never heard such a word. Rav Masna, Finvanet Kikuman Azan Nomen. So he always thought that maybe the Amora's name is not really Rav Masna, but really the name was Rav Matana. And he says the truth is you find the name Maton in Nach. There was a Koyin to Baal, that was Matan. Now, that would be an issue because of Shem Rishon Yerkov. But he always thought that maybe the word Matana is Matan with a hey that was added, so it shouldn't be the name Matan, which is an issue of Shem Rishon Yerkov. So he said that he thinks this Gemara might be a Raya, because you find in many places in Shas that there were different Amayram that got that had a name that was linked to a Maimer Chazal that they said. Maritz Chias talks about this at length in Perek Eilu Metzias, in Masechtes Bava Metzias, Tav Chofei Amir Aleph, Omer Rab Yitzchok Migdala, Vehu Sha'asuyin Kim Migdalin. I'll give you another example. There's many examples. But Amri Lo, Omer Rab Chaga, Eilu Bnei Adam Shemanichim Divrei Torah, Va'oisin Kol Yemeyim Kechagin. I saw Rabbi Yonis in Steif in a Sefer Chadashim Gam Yeshanim on that Gemara, Shabbos Kufna and Aleph on the base, he stels through this raid as well. But either way, you find Rav Chaga, who's talking about Chagim, Rabbi Yitzchok Migdala, Vusha Asuyin Kim Migdalim. So the Maritz Chiyah says that it's not a coincidence. It has to be that Rabbi Yitzchok Migdala said a halacha regarding the Migdalim, and it was so profound, it was so much a part of this person's legacy that he became known as Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. Rab Chagi became known as Rab Chagi. How much Rab Chagi do we have in Shas? He became known as Rab Chagi. He said Rabbi Yonis in Shtayv because he said a halacha Eilu Bnei Yadam Shemanich in the Bnei Torah Va'isim Kol Yemein Kechagin Yomtif in the Vachin. That's his Maimur Chazal. And that's why he became known as Rab Chagi. So said Rabbi Yaakov that it could be that really the name is Rab Matana. Umi Midbar Matana. It's one of those famous Mamori Chazal in the Musa world, anyways. Amazing mother Matzmoy, Kimid Barzesh, I call Doshenboy, Talmudai Miskayim Biyodai. Could be this Rav Matana was given the name Rav Matana because of this Chazal. Either way, is it Rav Masna or is it Rav Matana? Now we know the rest of the story. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, "May dichsev." What's pshat in the pasuk that says, "Chayoscha yashvu batochem etayvoscha laoni elikim." Other makes himself like a chayah. So a person makes himself like a chayah, a wild animal. Shadayres says, "Va'ileches." He's dayres is his prey, and then he eats his prey. Rashi says, "What's the significance?" Meaning miyad. Immediately after he's doyres, he eats. Some say, if a person makes himself like a chaya, in what way? In that he's willing to make himself dirty, and he's willing to lower himself for Torah. Either way, Talmudai Miskayim Biyadi. His Torah will have a key in Vim Lav, and otherwise, Ain Talmudai Miskayim Biyadi. If a person does this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysakein, Yisud Vasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to prepare a meal for him. Shenema Tochem V'Teivas Chalani Elkem. So what are these two things? So the second one is obvious. Shemasrachas V'Eichelas. If a person is willing to lower himself, he's Loya Baishan Loymeid, he's a Loymeid Mikolodam, etc., etc. A person like that's going to have Atzlach and learning. What does it mean to be Dairesas V'Eichelas Miyad? So Rashi says a person learns and he chazes his learning right away, immediately. So there's an idea of Dayreses Vaicheles Miyad. He's going to have Siyata Deshmaya in his learning. And not just that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him a Suda. Amar Rab Chiyah Bar Rabba, Amar Rab Yoichan. Amayin Dechsev Noitzer Te'ena Yoichal Perya. Literally, if somebody guards the fig tree, he shall eat its fruit. Said Rabbi Yochanan, why was Torah compared to a fig tree? Just like the fig tree, because figs ripen at different times. You can have one tree and different figs are going to be ripening at different times. So every time you go to the tree, there's always going to be a fig that just became ripe. Every time that a person learns Torah, he's going to find some time. Why is the Torah compared to the Ayelas? Just like the Ayala, her womb is very narrow, and as a result, the Chaviva Abayala Kol Shavisha Kisharishaina. So her mate, every time, is with her, feels like it's the Sharishaina. She always feels like a Basula. After Vetaira Chavivan Alimdeyan Kol Shavisha Kisharishaina. What does it mean? Vyalas Chen Shemalas Chen Alimdeya. Then when a person learns Torah, the person becomes Noisachain. Ayin or Chaim HaKadosh, and the end of Parash is Bereshus. Unfortunately, we have no time to talk about that. Dadeh Yuravucha. Why is Torah compared to a dad? Not dad's ekos. Every time the child goes to the dad, there's a little bit of chalav. After the Torah, kos mancha adam hoygeben. Anytime a person studies Torah, moitzemem tam. He's always going to find tam. Ba'avasa tishke tamid. What does that mean? So ba'avasa. With the love of Torah, Tishke Tamid, Tishke is Miloshin Meshugana. That there's an idea of Bavasra Tishke Tamid that a person should be mamish, he should be crazy over learning. Good guy, and says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazman Pedas, Amru Allah, Rabbi Lazman Pedas. Shay Yoshev Isa Betayr, Beshukatach, and Sipari. He used to learn Torah in the Shukatach, and Sipari. Ustina Mutal, and he would find his Bekicha, Beshukah Elyon, Shal Sipari. It would be in the Shukah Elyon. He didn't even realize. You know why he didn't realize? Because he was given Meshuga for learning. Ba'avasa tishke tamid. Am Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar pam achas ba adam litloy umatza by saraf. One time, somebody tried stealing his frack, and there was a saraf there. There was a snake that was protecting it. But this is an idea that the Sfarim Akhtarishim talk about. Ba'avasa tishke tamid. That there were tzaddikim. They pasha when they learned. There was an idea of mamish meshuga. It was literally ba'avasa tishke tamid. We just learned the Gemara the other day. Chagiga daftez vama min aleph, where Rameir was following Elisha Baravua, who was Reichav al Asus, and he told him, I counted the footsteps of the horse at Kantchum Shabbos. And Rameir, he said, Chazarbach, he said, Afat Chazarbach, what does it mean? The Radvaz, the Ramban, the Vichaskul, the Menzai. Right, we spoke about that raid. But I saw the Mefarshim on the Ein Yaakov, I don't know if it was the Ion Yaakov, but one of the Mefarshim on the Ein Yaakov asked, he's honest, Rameir wasn't counting. Why did Rameir know? Elisha Baravua knew where the tchum was at Adkan Tchum Shabbos. Why did Rameir know Adkan Tchum Shabbos? So he says, Ba'avasa tishke tamid. You have this idea, Ba'avasa tishke tamid, that sometimes tzaddikim did things, and it seems a little bit puzzling, but they were so arangatif in their learning, that it was literally, it was a bechin of mishuga. Yeah, this is what it is. It's Ba'avasa, Heviyani Be'sayayin, Zutayra. It's the Rambam's Losh, and then the Vilchis Tshuva again. Ve'inkam mekoymoy v'zmane laharach. Tana devei Rav Onan. Ma'idich siv, roich ve'asoynois, tzchoyrois, yoishvei almidin, vahilchen alderech sichu. Roich ve'asoynois, el tamid ha'chamim. Shvurim tamid ha'chamim. Why tamid ha'chamim roich ve'asoynois? Literally, roich ve'asoynois are people that ride on donkeys. Yeah, because tamid ha'chamim, shemehalchem me'ir le'ir, medina le'medina, lumay taira. They go from place to place to study Torah. There's an idea to learn Torah in an out-of-town yeshiva. Ayin ksav sofer ala Torah in the end of Parashas Vayera. Nice maramakim. She'oiz, additionally, tzchayroiz. What does tzchayroiz mean? Tzchayroiz literally means white. She'oiz and oizim katzaharayim. They clarify the Torah. They make it mamish clear as day. Yoishvei almidin. They sit in judgment. Shadonu de nemes lamitoi. They're not a paskin shaylas. All the shaylas are chuvas. V'holche ilu bali mikra. Al derech ilu bali mishnah. Sichu ilu bali talmud. Why should kol sichas and divrei talmud? All they do is talk and learn. Am rav shizbi b'shem rav lezbrez nahayu. May dichsiv lo yachroich remiyo tzedoi. Lo yichye it means v'lo yarech yomim. Tzayed haramai. Someone that's a ramai. Someone that makes believe he's a talmud chacham, but he's really not. Lo yichye v'lo yarech yomim. Rav Sheisha says, Sayyid Harama Yachroich. Someone that's a Ramoy, he's the one that's going to end up benefiting from what he catches. So a Sayyid is a hunter. Lo Yachroich sounds like he's not going to benefit. He won't be able to roast what it is that he caught. So the first shot was, yeah, someone that's a Ramoy. What does it mean? Lo Yachroich? Lo Yichye v'lo Yarech Yomim. Rav Sheisha said just the opposite. Sayyid HaRamai is someone that's going to be Yachroich. If somebody is a Ramai, meaning he's someone that reviews his learning, he chazers He's someone that's going to help you. Rav Dimi Yomar explained it. Marshal etzayit etzotzi paru. Im rishon meshabek knof of mishtamer. Then lave mishtamer. Meaning, if he's a clever rabbi, not so much that he's a like me love one who was a rabbi, but more he's a chevra man. He's smart. He's intelligent. He's shrewd. He's astute. A person like that, when he catches his prey, so if he's catching birds, so every time he catches a bird, he breaks its wings. Like this, the bird isn't going to be able to run away. Meshaber knafav, and by doing that, he ends up protecting it. So if a person learns and he chazes, and not just that, the reses vaycheles. Rashi said, Miyad, it's a special skula for a person to be able to remember his learning. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schoira, Amar Rav Huna. May dechsev, hoin me hevel yimot, v'koivetz al yod yarbe, im adam oisetoy rosai, chavilois, if a person makes his learning, chavilois, he learns a lot of things at one time, mismait, then his Torah is going to be forgotten. Vim lav, and if not, if he learns sebislach like this, he's going to remember his learning. So Rava said, the Rabbana know this, but they don't care. They don't stalk to this. And he said, I had a special siyata dishmaya from this. Incidentally, it's interesting because the mashal over here is talking about a businessman. And who's the one that said this halacha? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schoira. Amar Rav Huna, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Seder Mishnah, what's the Seder of the Mishnayos? Moshe Lamad Mipi HaGvura. So Moshe used to learn Torah Mipi HaGvura. So we've been talking about, in our digression, Seder HaLimud. How did it start? So we had the Bnei Yehuda, that they were more meticulous in the way they said over the learning, and they had other hanhagos toivos as it related to learning. And Tairasam was niskaim abiyotam. We had the Bnei Galil who weren't that way. And we spoke about learning out loud and the idea of chazara, not learning too much at once, etc., etc. Either way, it's on the topic of Seder Alimud, Zokhti Gemara Braisa. How exactly was the Torah Shebaal Peh transmitted? So Moshe kibbel Torah misinai u'mesara. So how exactly did this happen? Moshe learned Torah from the Eibishta. Nichnas Aharon came into the oil of Moshe. V'shana le'Moshe perkei, and then Moshe taught Torah to Aharon. Nistalik Aharon, afterwards, Aharon sat the Yashal l'smal Moshe to the left of Moshe. Nichnasu banav, and then Aharon's sons came. V'shana le'Moshe perkei, and Moshe taught it to his sons. Nistalku banav, the sons had to now move to the side. So Elazar Yashav li'Yamin Moshe. Elazar went to the right of Moshe, the Isamar l'smay l'Aharon, and Isamar sat to the left of Aharon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "La'ilam Aharon li'min Moshe chayson." No, Aharon, after the sons came, the sons went to the left of Moshe. Aharon got up and he went to the right of Moshe. Nichlus Skanim, then the Skanim came. V'shanu l'Moshe bringing Moshe taught Torah to the Skanim. The Salkus Skanim, the Skanim went to the side. Nichlus Kolam v'shanu l'Moshe bringing. Then everybody else came. Klal Yisrael walked in. Nimtzu b'yad the Aharon. So you know what happens? It comes out that Aharon heard from Moshe Rabbeinu Arba four times. Why did Aharon hear it four times? Moshe taught the Torah to Aharon. Then he taught it to Aharon's sons. Then he taught it to the Skanim. Then he taught it to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So how many times did Aharon hear the Torah directly from Moshe? The Torah Shebaal Peh heard it from four times. Biad Ban of Shloisha. Aharon's sons heard it from Moshe three times. Because they weren't there the first time when Moshe taught it to Aharon. But they came, heard the Torah. That was the second time Moshe taught it. Then the Skanim came, they heard it again. And then the rest of Klal Yisrael came. They were still there. They heard it a third time. Biad Skanim Shtan. Skanim heard it twice. Biad Kalodim. Everybody else heard it once. It's not like Moshe after this. So Moshe left. So again, Moshe taught it to Aharon four times. To Aharon's sons three times. To the Skanim twice. And to all the other Yidden one time. Afterwards, Moshe got up and Moshe left the room. Vishnan Alehem Aharon Pirkin. Then Aharon took over. And Aharon started giving shir. Nistalik Aharon, Shanolam Banav Pirkon. And then after Aharon got up, he left. And then the sons, Aharon's sons, taught to everybody else. Niskalku Banav, the Banzav Shanolam Skanim Pirkon. Then the Skanim taught. Nimtze B'yadak Galarba. So if you do the math, it comes out, everybody heard it four times. Aharon is the only one that heard it four times from Moshe. Aharon's sons heard it three times from Moshe. Skanim heard it twice from Moshe. The rest of Klai's heard it one time from Moshe. But then afterwards, Aharon now said it. So when Aharon said it that one time, now Aharon's sons had heard it four times. Three times from Moshe, and then one time from Aharon. And then when Aharon left, the sons said it. So now the Skanim, who had heard it twice from Moshe, once from Aharon, now heard it a fourth time from Aharon's sons, etc., etc. The point is, everybody heard it four times. And we hear, learn from him, Mikanam Rabbi Eliezer, Chayav Adam Lishleitz Netalmid Abraham. You have to teach your Talmud four times. And the Kal V'Chaymer, meaning we don't just learn it.
This is a kal v'chomer. Uma aharon shlomim pi Moshe. Aharon, who was his rabbi? Moshe rabbi. Umayshe, who was Moshe Rabbeinu's rabbi? Mipi Agvur, heard it from the Eibush Tekach. So headed me beheaded al chaskama v'kama. Madlacha Masoira of Moshe Klibot Torah Misinai had to be transmitted. Everyone had to hear it four times. It came from such a good source. So clearly, if it's a hegid mi pihegid, everyone would have to hear it four times. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Nayin, Chayav Adam Lishu Talmid Man Shilam Denu. How do you know a person has to teach his Talmud not only four times? I mean, you can't say, I tried four times, it didn't work, I'm done. No. Rabbi Akiva's talking. Rabbi Akiva had a lot of Talmidim. Minayin Shechayav Adam Lishnois Le Talmidai Ad Sheyilam Denu. Shenemar V'lamda Es B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fiyem. That's the punchline. Minayin Matshedei Sidur B'fiyem Shenemar Sima B'fiyem. Minayin Shechayav L'Haris Le'ponim. And how do you know that you have to teach and the not only the Torah itself, but also the Tamei HaMitzvos? Interesting. Shenema ve'ela mishpatim ashetosim lefneim, which is a shmuz unto itself. Right, the Gemara, a few technical questions. So there was this idea that everybody had to hear the Torah four times. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel the Torah, and he started teaching it. He taught it to Aharon four times. But then afterwards, Aharon started taking over. And then Aharon's sons took over. And then the Skenim took over. So faith the Gemara, but look at Moshe. Why don't Moshe just teach everybody four times? Just keep it simple. Let everybody come in. Hear it four times. Why does Aharon have to be the Chayzer, and then Aharon's sons, and then the Skenim? So the Gemara says, "Kedei lachli kovet laharon uvanov." No, the idea was to give kovet to Aharon, to give kovet to his sons, to kovet l'skenim, and to give kovet to the Skenim. Even though it would have been better to hear it from Moshe, as we'll see in a minute, but still there was an idea to give kovet to everybody. V'nei laharon v'nigma mi'Moshe. Freit the Gemara, if that's the case, then why did anyone even have to hear it from Moshe? Meaning, let Aharon hear it from Moshe, and then v'lailu banav l'gum Aharon, let Aharon's sons hear it from Aharon, v'lailu skenim v'lil fumi banav, and let the skenim hear it from Aharon's sons, v'lailu l'gum l'kul Yisrael, let the skenim teach Aharon. Why did Moshe even have to teach it four times? Why did Aharon have to hear it four times? Or why did Moshe have to teach it to everybody even once? Moshe could have taught it to Aharon, and then Aharon would have taught it to his sons, the sons would have taught it to the skenim. It sounds like everybody had to hear it once from Moshe. So Gemara says, yeah. Keeping the Moshe Pi Agvura Gomer, because being at the end of the day, Moshe heard him Pi Agvura, Mestaya Milse, it was better for everybody to at least one time hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Mar, one technicality. And then we'll exhale. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, La'olam Aharon Limin Moshe Chayza. So there was a Shaila in the Braisa after Moshe taught it to Aharon for the first time. So Moshe is teaching it to Aharon, presumably Aharon's in front of Moshe. And now, it's Aharon's time to sit down. So Aharon sat down to the left of Moshe. Then the sons came in, he taught it to the sons. Now the sons have to sit down. So there was machlokes. Did the sons sit to the left of Aharon? Or maybe did they, or did Aharon stand up and go to the right of Moshe? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo'olam Aharon l'min Moshe Chayzer. Aharon had to be to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, when it was Moshe and Aharon sitting, Moshe was to the right, Aharon was to the left. But as soon as the sons were going to sit down, then Aharon had to stand up. He had to go to the right of Moshe. Three people that were traveling together. Rabbi Emtza, the most chashiv, stands in the middle. The gadol b'yaminoi, the next chashiv to his right. The katan and the least chashiv is Rabban. Sounds like this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, Aharon, who's the second chashiv in the room, had to get up and sit to the right of Moshe. But according to the Tanakhama, Aharon stayed at the left, so it doesn't work with this. Where it says, Rabbanan, it would have been a terech for Aharon to have to get up and to sit down again. So we didn't want to be matriach Moshe, and because we didn't want to have to be matriach Moshe, so that's why it was done in this way. This next Gemara is maybe the most famous Gemara in Masechtas Erevin Daf Nun Dalet, but we're going to save that Gemara for tomorrow. For now, exhale and just, it got late early, one raid bite as it relates to today's daf. So again, today's daf is literally Hafoichba Vafoichba the Kulaba, which is not mentioned in today's daf. But today's daf has so much in it, and there's so much Divri Agada, but just to pick and be Bayer Eichel Mitoich Eichel, one raid bite as it relates to the daf. So the Gemara daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph said, the well-known Chazal, Chosh b'roishoy, yasik b'toyra. If somebody has a headache, he should learn Torah. If his throat hurts, yasik b'toyra. Shenemar v'anokim l'gar g'roishecha. Chosh b'meyov, yasik b'toyra. Shenemar rifus t'ilisharecha. Chosh b'atzmoysov, yasik b'toyra. Shenemar v'shiku l'atzmoysecha. Chosh b'chol gufa, yasik b'toyra. Shenemar u'lechol b'soroi marpe. Either way, Torah has the ability to heal.
There's a very interesting tshuva in the Sefer, Shailas u'tshuvos ha'elef l'cha shloimai. So the Shailas u'tshuvos ha'elef l'cha shloimai are 1,000 tshuvos that are from the Goyen, Reb Shloime Kluger. He's the Shloimai in ha'elef l'cha shloimai. So in his Shailas u'tshuvos on Eruch Chaim, there's 400 tshuvos on Eruch Chaim. So this is numbers 357 and 358. He was asked the following question, and this is going to tie together and bring together Ray that we've spoken about in the last little while. So he was asked the Shaila about a Yid that was coming to be Chayza B'tshuva. It seems that this person had done a lot of Averis over an extended period of time. And he had no cheshbon of all the Averis that he did. It was literally total Hefkeris. And he wanted to do Tshuva. So he was Ma'ayin in the Svarim a little bit. And he saw that the Ramam Ippano wrote a Sefer called Tikkunei Tshuva. And in the Tikkunei Tshuva, the Ramam Ippano says like this, that if a person does Averos, he has to do a Tshuva Samishkol, Tanesim, Sigufim, there's a certain Seder that a person's supposed to follow as a Tikkun, as a Kapara, for the Averos that he did. And he saw that the Ramam Ippano addressed his predicament. What if somebody did so many Averos that he has no Cheshbin in all the Averos that he did? So he said, what should he do? So he says, this person should fast, Gimel Hafsakos, Shall Gimel Yom. That's what he writes. Gimel Avsakai Shall Gimel Yom. And a Yid, this Yid, sent the Shaila to Reb Shlomo Kluger. He said, I was reading the Ramam Ippano. I want to follow what the Ramam Ippano said. I'm just not sure what he means. He said, Gimel Avsakai Shall Gimel Yom. Does he mean fast 3 days? Not sure what Gimel Avsakai means, he said. But does he mean 3 days? Or maybe he means three groups of 3 days. Do I have to fast 3 days, he asked Reb Shlomo Kluger? Or do I have to fast 9 days? So Reb Shlomo Kluger wrote back to him, I'm going to tell you what the Ramam Ippano meant. The Ramam Ippano meant that you have to fast 3 sets of 3 days. And in fact, each one of those 3 sets have to be made up, not just 3 tanesim, like Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday, but rather it has to be 3 days, me'es le'es. You have to literally fast 72 hours. That's what he told him. So you have to fast 72 hours, and then you're going to have to fast another 72 hours, and then at some point you're going to have to fast another 72 hours, and by fasting 3 sets of 72 hours, that's the tikkun that you're going to get. He said, it's pasha, that's what the Ramam Ippano meant. And then he said, I'll tell you a little bit of a remez l'davar. He said, because it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this may sound familiar. And this is in Hilchas Tanya, and it's in Eruch Chaim, Simen Tov Kuf Samaches. Yesh Misha Omer, Shishnei Yomim V'Shnei Leilois Ritzufin. If a person fasts 2 days and 2 nights, Ritzufin, meaning without any break in between, Yesh Lashvoisim Larbam Tainis Shein Ritzufin. It's the equivalent thereof to 40 Tainis that are not Ritzufin. So 2 days in a row of fasting, Chi Vasiri, 2 days in a row, is the equivalent of 40 Tainis, says the Ramah. A person that's weak, yeah, 2 days is fine. Someone that's an Adam Bari, it's not 2 days, it has to be 3 days. So there's a makar to an idea of fasting 3 days in a row in a Ramah. The Ramah says that if a person fasts 3 days in a row, Yom V'Leilois, it's going to be Nechshav to Arbam Tainis. The Mechaber says, Yish Misha Emet Shnei Yom V'Shnei Leilois, says the Ramah, yeah, that's for an Adam Cholash, that's like a B'dievet. But you want to know the Katchila? The Katchila would be Shmini Chivasiri. The Katchila would be 3 days in a row. Ritzuf and Yom and Velaylois. And if you do that, it's going to be Nachshav as if it was 40 Tanesim. So it says Reb Shloime Kluger, Dover Nifla. He says, I think that the Makar to the Ramam Ippano was. He says, because we know the Yidden and the Midbar sin, they did an Avera that was shokel to all the Averas. The Cheta Egel. Right, the Cheta Egel was so bad. How do you know it was so bad? We know Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he broke the Luchos. We just spoke about that in today's daf. Erevin on Dalet on Van Aleph. He broke the Luchos HaRishonos. How did he break the Luchos HaRishonos? So the Gemara says, he made a Kal V'Chomer. What was the Kal V'Chomer? He said, Madoch, a mummer is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So he said, Shvit. The Cheto Egel, which is Kol HaTorah Kula, Allah has come of a come. That means when the Yidden sinned with the Cheto Egel, what were they worshipping? It was Kol HaTorah Kula. They literally denied everything. What was the tikkun? Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim and he begged and he pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How long was Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemayim? He was in Shemayim 40 days and another 40 days. And another 40 days. And finally, at the end, on Yom Kippur, on Yud Tishrei, Vayomer Hashem,
Salachti kidvarecho. So said Rav Shlomo Kluger, I think that's where the Rambam Ipano got it. You want to know where he got it from? Because we find in the Ramah that fasting 3 days in a row is nechshav to 40 days. And you see that what's the tikkun for doing all the averus in the world? You know what the tikkun is? The tikkun is fast. It's 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu and Shammai for 40 days. It was very hard to fast 40 days. That's very difficult. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu to go lobby for 40 days. So he said, you know what you should do? Gimel of sukkos. So Gimel Yavim, 3 days in a row is going to be 40 days. This is the equivalent of 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. You know what happens at the end? Even the Chet Egel, even if you did Mamish Kola Torah Kula, the worst thing in the world. He said, that's what Ramam Ipano meant in the Tikkunei Tshuva. So this is what Rabbi Shlomo Kluger wrote in Elef Lecha Shlomo and Simon Shinnu and Zayin. This is what he told the Yid. He says, you want to do Tshuva, Gevaldik Ashrecha. He says, the Tshuva, the Ramam Ipano is, Gimel Avsokish Al Gimel Yavim, it's 3 72-hour periods of straight tainus. That's what Rav Shlomo Kluger told the Rambam Ipano. But there was a follow-up tshuva. This Yid sent to Rav Shlomo Kluger. He said he was thinking about maybe a plan B. And his plan B, he said, was, he says, he wanted to know, he's heard, that if a person learns Torah, he can get kaparas avinus. And says he wants to know, is learning Torah, is that kaparas avinus? Or when a person learns Torah, is there's no such. He said, why is he not sure? He said he always thought that when you learn Torah, you get kaparas avinus. But he said he saw in the Sefer Reishis Chachma, and this is in the 17th parak of Shara Kedusha, he said that people make a mistake. That when a person learns Torah, it's true, the skula is for learning Torah. Oh, but kaparas avinus, it's not. What it is, it's megin men hayasurin. But if a person wants to actually get kapara from learning Torah, that not. Meaning, when a person learns Torah, does it make averus? Someone ate nevela, and now he learns Torah. Learning Torah has the ability to wipe away the Isser Nevela. I mean, for sure, there's skulois associated with learning Torah. That's not negotiable. There's many chazals about that. Maybe it's just Megim and Ayasur. It protects the person. The Shmira, Kenega the Averis that he did. It protects his soul. But who said it's Mechaper? For Kapari, you need Shuvah. There's other things you have to do. So he told, this Shoyl wrote back to Reb Shlomo Kluger, 3 Efsakas of Gimel Yomim, 72 hours times 3. That's a big deal. Can I learn Torah? Does Torah count? Is Torah itself a kapara? And the reason he said I'm not sure is because of what I saw in the Reishis Chachma. So listen to what Reb Shlomo Kluger wrote. And you have to be Reb Shlomo Kluger to say this. Hine im ki divrei Reishis Chachma kulam kedoshim. Mole yiras Hashem. Mikol makom hichbid hadavar yoser midai. Ki ladaiti vadai de divrei Torah mechaperin. He says, I don't agree with what Reish Chachma said. He said, it's Pashat that Torah is Mechaper. He says, number one, Chazal say, Kol Oisik B'Torah HaChatos is Ke'ilu Hikrav Chatos. What was the Chatos? It was Mechaper. Chatos was Mechaper. It wasn't Megim and Ayasur. It didn't just protect the person. It wasn't just a shield. It wasn't just Shmir El Yoyna. Chatos was Mechaper. It took the Averois and it made them go away. That's what a Chatos was. So if that's the case, and learning Torah HaChatos is Ke'ilu Hikrav Chatos, so there's no question, it has to work. He says, the Gemara says in the end of Menachos, Kufiyot Amar Aleph, that not only if a person's Oisit B'Torah HaChatos is Ke'ilu Hikrav Chatos, but any Torah that a person learns is Ke'ilu he brought a carbon. So you see clearly that any Torah that a person learns is Ke'ilu Hikrav carbon. And then Rav Shlomo Kluger said, it's a Sugya Ruch and Erev in Daf Nandal Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Chosh B'Roisha Yasik B'Torah, Chosh B'Meyav Yasik B'Torah. And he has a whole Cheshbin that for Inkamakoyma, but he says, it's poshut to him. Why chash b'roish of yasi b'teira? He says, because if a person has a machla in his guf, so it means there's also a machla sanefesh. That's why every time we daven for a chayla, so we say refuah sanefesh or refuah saguf. Hashtu b'agol of zman korev, v'neim ha-romen. Because a person, oh, everyone needs a tikkun for their nefesh. And he says that a way, a mahalach, to get a person refuah saguf is through refuah sanefesh. Chash b'roish of yasi b'teira, because when a person learns teira, it's mirape. It makes the averus go away. And if the averus are going to go away, that means the nefesh is going to have a refuah. And if the nefesh is going to have a refuah, that means refuah ha-nefesh is going to lead to refuah ha-guf. That's why chash b'roish yaseh b'teira. That's why chash b'meyav yaseh b'teira. Right, the Gemara said this is a medication that works for all the illnesses. Why? Because it doesn't address the symptoms. It doesn't even address the physical illness. What it does is it addresses the nefesh. And refuah ha-nefesh leads, it begets refuah ha-guf. But that's chash b'roish yaseh b'teira, said Rav Shlomo Kluger. So Rav Shlomo Kluger told this Yid, he said that it's pashit. He said it's pashit ad l'mo'id. There's no question in the world that Torah is going to work. And then he said like this. He said, I'm gleaning from your question that maybe you're finding it hard to fast. Maybe it's difficult. 72 hours straight. It's 72 hours retufus. No, you can't have a drink of water in between.
72 hours straight to do this three times is in clinic, right? It's not easy. So he said, I see what's going on here from these shaylas. So he told him that I'm going to tell you a halacha. There's a halacha, another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And this is also in Aruch Chaim. It's also in Hilchas Tainis. And it's in Simin Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph. Mechaber says, Talmud Chacham, Eini Rashoi Leishu B'Tainis. A Yid that's a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to fast. Because it's going to take away from his ability to serve Hashem. Elim Kane, Kshat Tzibur Mesanin. If the Tzibur's fasting, then there's an idea that he's supposed to fast. But otherwise, no. Incidentally, the Mechaber says, Melamde Tinoikos. People that teach Tinoikos, Dinam Kitamide Chachamim. They have a din of a Talmud Chacham. The Magen Avraham adds, he says, Nirali the Misha Toirosoy Umnosoy. Nikra Talmud Chacham, the Indian say, Afbizman Azah. What's the Chiddush Afbizman Azah? Because we know regarding many halachas of Shulchan Aruch, no one has a din of a Talmud Chacham as man hazeh. Nobody. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In the times of the Shach already, the Shach wrote that with regards to many halach. But here, yeah. Here, as it relates to this halacha, that Talmud Chacham in Rashoi Leisha B'tainis, Misha Teirasim Yom Nasai. So this is what Rav Shlomo Kluger told us here at the end. Listen to the way he wrote to this year. This year was obviously suffering. He was being chayzer b'tshuva, and he was trying to do the right thing, and he wasn't sure. The Taneisim learning Torah, he was learning Reishis Chachma, he was learning Ramami Panos, Tikune Yatshuva. Rav Shlomo Kluger understood from the Shaila, right? The Shaila is Chatzi Tshuva. So he understood exactly who he was talking to. So he wrote to him like this. He said that Ma'ayim b'magen Avram b'shem Ashlo l'hakav b'tamud chacham she'teirasim yom nasi l'chein daiti noite imargish ha'ish mikihila timishpal. That's where this yid was from. She'gam elu shloisha hafsokis yekashalai. It's hard for him to fast. Yekel enafshe yoiser v'yichavim l'shem shemayim liyas loy koyach lumay Torah. That you know what you should daven for? Daven that you have koyach to learn Torah. V'yichavim shalimuda yichaper loy. He writes this in his tshuva that a person when he learns, if he wants his Torah to be mechap, he should have in mind, have kavana that the Torah is gonna be mechaper for him. He says, "Vashem atoy v'chaper ba'di isha hu mitimishbal." He says, "The Eibushter is gonna be moichel you v'gan ba'adi." This is what he writes him, and he says, "When you do tshuva, when you learn Torah, your Torah will be mechaper for you averus. You don't have to fast." Your Torah will be mechaper. He says, you're going to see, you're going to get kapara. He said, I'm also going to get kapara. Ubad kol klal Yisrael, and your Mesiris Nefesh is going to serve as kapara for all klal Yisrael. K'maycha Amru Chazal, Yachid va'asa tshuva, moichel in loyu l'chol ha'olam kulay. That's what he wrote to him. He says, you'll see, be stark, do tshuva, learn Torah, don't fast. Learn Torah. And he says, by you learning Torah, you're going to see, not only are you going to get kapara, he said, v'gam ba'adi, you'll do me a toifa. Shleim a kluger. The anova with which he spoke to this yid says, you're going to give me kapara. Do it for me. He said, do it for Klal Yisrael. You have the ability literally to give the whole Klal Yisrael kapara because there's an idea of yachid va'isa tshuva meichlem lo yulachal ha'olam kulay. One of the Maram HaKayimis that Rav Shlomo Kluger quotes in this simen, the second tshuva in the Elef L'cha Shlomo, is denoy de b'yehuda in Madura Kama. Now, which Noi to be Yehuda does he mean? He means the Noi to be Yehuda. He means Eruch Chaim, Madura Kama, Simen Lamedhe. So we've spoken about this tshuva many times. Most recently, we spoke about it in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yutes. The Shaila was a Shaila that a younger man sent the Noi to be Yehuda, where he was living with his in-laws, and Rachmana Litzlan, he was Nichshal, Begilu Yarayos, with his mother-in-law, many, many times over a three-year period. The shaila that he sent to Noi Yehuda was, is that he said he's a Baal Tshuva, he learns Torah the whole day, he took upon himself many, many Kabbalahs. The problem is he never told his father-in-law. His mother-in-law also never told his father-in-law. He doesn't know, which means that he's living with his wife, Be'isser, because the mother-in-law is an ish that was Mezana Beratzin, she has no right to be living together with her husband. And he asked the Noi Yehuda, do I have to tell or do I not have to tell? What would be the tzadnat? Godul kavod abriyos shedoicha loisa se shebetayr. Said my in-laws, they're very prominent people, and if the word's going to get out that he had to divorce his wife over something like this, could you imagine what people are going to say? And he thought maybe you can invoke the principle of godul kavod abriyos shedoicha loisa se shebetayr. We did a 20-minute raid bite on this in Masechtas Brachas. But there's a second half of this tshuva. In the second half of this tshuva, so the yid asked the Noi de Yehuda. He says maybe you can help me out. He says I feel like I have to do tshuva 3 years, several times.
times this Avera took place. And he says, I want to do tshuva. Can you lay out for me different, maybe Tanesim and Sigufim, what exactly I should do as it relates to tshuva? So the Noi de Yehuda, classic. So he writes to him like this. He says, Hine hikshal lishol mi many davar kashin. He asked me a very hard question. She'ini rogel lahashiv lishol mi many sheila bedavish le'ucha limtzai shayrish b'divya gemar v'apai. He says, you know my policy. My rule is I don't answer questions unless there's an answer in a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. He says, all these things that you find today about different sigufim and tanesim, they have no shayrish, they have no makar anywhere. He says, everybody is relying on what they saw in other svarim, but the bottom line is if you trace it back to its source, there really isn't much of a source. And as a result, I'm not going to write a tshuva about this. He says, how could I write a tshuva about this? He says, this is not something that I have much of a yad in. He says, the only sefer that I've found that has a makar nemon in terms of tanesim and sigufim and doing different things for tshuva is from the Rakeach. And his lashon is shedvarav divrei kabbalah. Because whatever he said is divrei kabbalah, ve'ein l'dam is dvarav l'divrei achrenim. Don't compare what he wrote to what the achrenim wrote. What he wrote is very, very different. But the bottom line, he said, the only place I found anything like this is in the Rakeach. And the Rakeach talks a little bit about it. But he says, regardless, he says, I want to teach you a yesayit. And this is what he told the shayil. He told the shayil that really, if a yid does an aveira, the way to get rid of the aveira is by doing tshuva. That's what you're supposed to do. You do an aveira, so you want kapara, you do tshuva. What's tshuva? It's azivas achet, it's charot ala avar, it's kabbalah ala asid, it's vidui. That's the way a person is supposed to do tshuva. He says, however, lemaisa the svarim talk about fasting, and they talk about taimiyos. Now he says, again, I'm not so impressed with everything that I've seen in svarim, but let's talk about the rekeach. It's a cold var of divrei kabbalah. That's what he writes. He says he also talked about fasting. So what was that all about? What was that about fasting? So listen to what the Nevi just said. He said, the reason a Yid is supposed to fast when he does an Aveira, for tshuva, the reason the Mekubalim, they used to roll in the snow, Gilgal Shelag, and they used to do different things. They were going to a freezing cold mikveh, right? Why did they do all this? He said, the reason is because in order for a person to do tshuva, you have to really have charata about the Aveira that you did. And he says, you can't have charata unless you break your heart. You have to have a tzabroch in the hearts. A tzabroch in the hearts regret something that it did. But he says, when everything is perfect, that's charata. He says, "Mekenzach ein redin that it's charata, but it's not real charata. E'ef shaliyos ha'charata b'leiv shalim b'li arma. Arma, yeah, it looks like it's charata. You can fake it, but it's not real charata. Real charata comes from a tzebroch in the heart. And he says, you know, you break your heart by breaking yourself. You rip yourself into pieces. And that's why there was talk about sigufim and tanei. You know where it comes? This is where it comes from. It comes from breaking yourself to the point that you could actually get to a place where you'll probably be able to have charata on what you did. He says, that's what the yesod is. So said, no, to be Yehuda, dover nifla. He says, Chazal say, that Torah has an ability to destroy everything. Im Evan, if a person wins Torah and he has a Yitzhahara, that's an Evan Nimayach. And he says, if it's fire, then the Torah is going to be water and it's going to extinguish the fire. He says, there's nothing that can break a person's heart like a Daf Gemara. He said, there's nothing that can break a person's heart like sitting and steiging and like learning Torah. So he says, if the idea of Taneisim and Sigufim is just to break the person to where he has real Charata, he says, you don't need Taneisim, you don't need Sigufim. You know what you do? He says, you sit and learn Torah. So he says, I understand from you, the younger man. He says, I see that what you're doing, you're learning Torah. That's what you're doing. He says, if you're learning Torah, you don't need tainis, you don't need tzigufin. You don't need it. He says, you don't need it. And being that you don't need it, he says, just learn Torah. Continue steiging. He says, because the whole idea of the tainisim is to break the person a little bit. He said, but if you're learning Torah anyways, you say, veyaches yitzroi, you have the tzibroch in the heart. Not that Torah breaks you, but Torah gets your heart to a place where it's broken enough that you can understand the averis that you did. Torah reveal that you're going to be in a place where you're going to have proper charata like this. You're going to be able to do tshuva. But it seems the shayil persisted. He wanted something from the Noi de Yehuda. So he wrote to him. He says, listen. He says, Lamaisa, I see you really want something badly, right? Even though I told you, you don't have to. You're a masmid and everything is fine. He says, all right, you want it? So I'm going to tell you a little bit what I think you should do. And he goes on and he tells him that you shouldn't sleep on a bed. And he says that you should fast twice a week and sometimes three times a week. And then he says that you shouldn't drink wine during the week. You shouldn't drink bronfen during the week either. He says, not just that. He says, even hot drinks you should try to stay away from. He says, occasionally you can have tea with sugar, ulefa'amim, even a little bit of coffee, he said. But regardless, another night of Yehuda about coffee. But either ways, so he says that you really, really want segufim badly, I'll give you a little bit of segufim. But regardless, so we have over here this idea of a chash b'roisha yasik b'tayr. What does it mean, a chash b'roisha yasik b'tayr? What exactly is learning Torah going to accomplish? So the Reish Chachma said, it's megan mana yisurim, that's all it is. All it is it's megan mana yisurim, but the the Elif Lecha Shloima, Rav Shloima Kluger wrote to this shoyl, this is the bracha neyid. He told him that hichvid, that the Reishas Chachma was hichvid yoisimidai. He said, because the truth is that it's not just megim na yisurim, but Torah has an ability to be mechaper, kol oisik b'Torah zachatas, gilav hikrav chatas, and even if you're oisik in Torah's erevin, it's gilav hikrav chatas, that's the way it is. Torah has an ability to be mechaper, and that's why chashba roisha yasik b'Torah. Because by doing that, you have a refuah sanefesh, and a refuah sanefesh is always going to lead to a refuah sagof. But regardless, there's an idea of Torah being megim na yisurim for sure. But Rav Shlomo Kluger said it's even mechaper, and then there's an idea of what the Neid of Yehuda said, that all the tiniest and all the sikufim, it's all to break the person, for the person to be zaveach es yitzroy. A person that learns Torah doesn't need that, because the Torah itself has the ability to be zaveach es yitzroy. And if the Torah itself is going to be zaveach es yitzroy, this is all he's going to.